bat 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 a doodin dadin 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 dadin.
WMFO in Medford.
Man.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron, and I've got a great guest in today. And she is right here.
Hello, Kat Kennedy.
How are you, Kat?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay, gorgeous day out there.
Isn't it nice? A little bit chilly, but the sun is beautiful.
We'll take it as much as we can when it's not raining. And
exactly.
You know, and then, of course, you know, next week is going to be all tied up with the World Series.
That's right.
And it starts on Tuesday, 8 o'clock, right here in Boston.
Yeah.
And we're playing a team we haven't played in the playoffs since 1916.
Wow.
The Dodgers were known by a different name. And there was a remarkable pitcher named Babe Ruth who won the game.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll take it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when he was in our court, so. So, but we'll come back to Kat in a couple minutes. The other day, a great friend of ours and the community had a birthday, and we had her in here live a while back. Colette O'Connor with I Think I Am. Happy birthday, Colette. Enjoy. Thank you.
If you're still there, here's my declaration.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Kat.
So, it's a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
And you brought your guitar with you.
Yes, I did.
And you have some great music for us.
I'm excited. Yes, excited to share.
So, well, you mentioned that you have an album out already.
Yeah, so I have an EP, so kind of like a mini album.
And when did that come out?
So the EP came out, it's called Perception, in 2015. And then I re-recorded, it was just three songs, so I re-recorded all three songs on an acoustic EP. So it was really similar, had one additional song. And I didn't put that online, that was just at my shows. It was available for physical sale and we sold out, which was a good problem to have. And once that finished, that was in 2016, maybe like beginning of 2017, I started planning for my album because I'd been writing songs. So now we're all done recording the album and we're just mixing it, sending it to mastering, and it'll be coming out before the end of the year. So
it's a great thing to have as a gift for the holidays.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Christmas gifts. Yep. Hanukkah gifts.
Absolutely. And you've got some gigs in the near future?
Yeah. So we're a little bit unconventional. I'm from Connecticut, so a lot of my fan base or friends and family are based there. And then, of course, I've been in Boston for 7 years, so I know a lot of people here, too. So we're doing two release shows December 15th. We're doing one in Connecticut at the Packing House, which I'm really excited about. And then January 4th, we set one up at the Burren. So that'll be...
A lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are going to Burren to release their music.
It's a great venue. And the other thing that I didn't even know at the time is that it's all ages. So that's kind of nice for me because I do have a lot of fans or, you know, friends who have kids or who are just under 21 and wanted to come to shows and never have been able to. So this will be a really cool time to make sure everybody can come. So very excited about that.
Which is really cool. So let everybody know a little bit about what made you... get into music, or what guided you into music, and what you listened to growing up to bring you there?
Sure, yeah. Well, I kind of had an unconventional path to get to music. I guess there's no conventional path to get to music, but I grew up listening to a lot of classic country, so a lot of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, and then, of course, threw in some other, you know, Norah Jones and then Tracy Chapman. And the way my family always listened to music was we would just take a CD and just play it. So I knew the CD, like, you know, front to back. And that's kind of how I started singing and learned to sing, was through that. And then I was convinced I was going to go into sciences, something like working with animals maybe, or biology. And once I hit my junior or senior year in high school, something just kind of changed for me. And I did like a performance that made me feel like, wow, I would love to just do this full time. So very last minute, applied to music schools, music colleges, and I got into Berklee, which was like a miracle. I was like totally surprised and overjoyed. And went there for 4 years, kind of developed a love of songwriting there and majored in songwriting. And it's been 3 years since I graduated. So it's been a fun journey of just pretty much touring, and I do music full time. So trying to find different ways to get my music out there and perform as much as I can. So,
because I was going to ask, what brought you to Boston? And well, you answered that very easily.
Yeah.
And how did you find going to Berklee?
How did I discover Berklee, or how did I like it?
No, how did you enjoy going to Berklee?
I absolutely loved it. I mean, like I said, it was kind of a miracle that I got in, because I think that I always had a good ear and I'd been singing for a really long time, but I never had lessons. You know, I couldn't really afford lessons. And so I was always self-taught. And that meant that I really didn't know a lot about music theory. And so I was playing catch up so much. But there's just no way in my mind that I could have done what I'm doing now without that school, because the connections that it gave me, just the knowledge about music that it gave me, and then of course it kind of gave me the path to discover that I liked songwriting in the first place. So I really enjoyed it, and a lot of my best friends are from that school. So
how do you go about writing?
The writing process for me is, it just depends on kind of the situation and the mood. I like co-writes, so I like to write with more than one person. But if I'm doing it by myself, a lot of the songs in the album were just by myself. Usually I'll get an idea either like driving or just on a walk, and I'll think of some chorus idea, or like if I think some little lyric is clever, then I'll write it down or I'll record it really quickly. Then I'll take it home and I'll use it to flesh out the song and work on the verses and the chords and move on from there.
And it's not like we don't have enough diversity in Boston as far as whether it's the buildings or the people or nature, and you don't even have to leave the city.
Yeah, exactly. It is pretty amazing, right? You get definitely a lot of inspiration just from being in a city. That's so true.
Like today, I mean, you know, you've got the brisk air and the sun's out, a few puffy clouds, and that's a song right there.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely makes you feel creative. Totally.
So, do you have something you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I was mentioning that EP that I did a couple years back and then re-recorded acoustic. And when I re-recorded it, it was pretty much like this. So, this is one of the tunes from that EP. This is called Teach Me.
Every time, no matter how I try, walking on eggshells, I know you mean well. You diagram my flaws, bar graphs and pie charts. I get the idea, love. It's nothing I'm proud of. Can you teach me how to love? Want to, want so bad. Can you show me how to please you? Never have, and I wanna love you. Ooh, and I wanna love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Every SOS you missed, am I right and have eclipse? I'm trying to save this. Need to know where your heart is. Being you, and what more can you do? Just hope that who I am is worked into your plans. Can you teach me how to love you? Want to, want so bad. Can you show me how to please you? No, I never have, and I want to love you. Ooh, ooh, and I want to love you. Chaos back and forth under every raised voice could be the way we were before. I don't want to win the war, hear another slamming door. I don't want to fight no more. I just want to love you. Can you teach me how to love you? Want to, want so bad. Can you show me how to please you? No way I never have, and I want to love you. And I want to love you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So, what inspired Teach Me?
Teach Me. So, this is bringing it back a few years because that was my EP I released in 2015. So, I'm pretty sure I wrote that in 2014. And it was about this person in my life where I felt like I was doing everything I could. Like, I really wanted their affection and I wanted them to make them happy and I was trying and it felt like nothing I did was like the right move. So it was kind of a little bit tongue-in-cheek song about can you show me how to love you, basically. Can you teach me how to make you happy? So that was the background of that one.
Interesting way to look at it and put it out there because, you know, it's more like, you know, many people say, okay, you know, we're happy together, or, you know, and you're coming from the other way.
Yeah.
You know, why won't you love me the way I am?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And hope things have progressed from that.
Yes, definitely. They have.
So, how did your family feel about you wanting to go into music? And not into when you were talking about going into the sciences?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there was a couple mixed reviews. My mom was was definitely the driving force behind supporting it. And she kind of had the mentality of, you can always go back to school, you know, but it's a little bit / a lot harder to go back for music. You know, if I went into, let's say, vet school or something like that, and I was 8 years deep, and then all of a sudden I want to drop everything and go into music, it's like at that point you might have a family, it's going to be a little more challenging. So she kind of said, hey, go for it now. And while I was, you know, I was 18, go for it now. If you still love it in a few years and you can make it happen, then awesome. If it's not for you, you know, try to go back to school and try something else. So luckily so far it's been working out. I still love it. And very grateful that she pushed me to make that choice. So she was the driving force. And then of course I have siblings and a pretty big family. I'm Irish, so both sides have quite a few cousins and everything. And overall I'd say a lot of support. And I got lucky that I have a large family and they all are very supportive. They come to my shows and they always tell me how much they like the music. So yeah.
That's important to have the support of, especially your mother. You know, because sometimes, like, well, geez, you know, search for something else, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or something a little more secure. I think that's the normal, you know,
or
concern.
The old-fashioned way, search for someone more secure.
That's true, too.
And listening to just even the first song, you found it in yourself, which is what you had to do first.
Exactly. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So, where do you see yourself? I know it's, you know, obviously, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years? Where do you want to be at this time next year?
That's a really good question. So I'm really trying to expand in a different way than I have in the past. So I graduated and was very determined. There was just a series of events that's a whole other story, but basically of people who kind of said, hey, you can do this full time and make it happen. It's just that you have to be really kind of aggressive about making it happen and getting out there and doing it. So I had this approach, a very grassroots approach of going out there, playing as many shows as I could, and doing the live thing. So making money through the performances and meeting people through the performances. And it's amazing. I love playing shows. But now that I'm doing an album, I definitely would like to kind of get more into the promotional side online. So trying to expand my audience that way as opposed to going, you know, I was touring. I did Alaska and I went down to Brazil and I did twice or three times actually across the country and back. So I was expanding and meeting people that way, but I'd like to now with this album get it into as many ears as possible through the internet, through streaming, which has kind of been a game changer for people in the music industry. So in a year's time, the album's going to be out. That'll be awesome. And hopefully, you know, quite a few people will be listening to it and I'll be able to take that next tour to the next level and play some larger venues, get to play in front of some more people.
Well, a thought is make sure you record when you're on the road and do a live album and maybe debut it in one of those other countries.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's the cool thing. There's so many different opportunities and ways to be creative, and it's fun to be an entrepreneur in the music industry. But yeah, that's a really good idea.
I'd be a musicpreneur.
I like that.
Or musicpreneur. Or a songpreneur.
There you go.
Because it's close to entrepreneur.
Yeah, there you go. Songpreneur. I like that. That's great.
Your next business card, yes.
Yes.
Singer, songwriter, songpreneur. It would actually make a lot of people think.
Right? Be a conversation starter.
It would be.
I like that. We're onto something here.
So, you have another song for us?
Yes, definitely. All right. So, this next one is going to be on the album. And it'll be, of course, very different because it's being produced by Josh Friedman. A little bit more electronic. And this is how I wrote it. This is called Space.
Gravity is weighing on me. I think I've lost myself somewhere in the atmosphere. Can't stop to feel, can't tell what's real. Getting hard to see. You're asking me answers I can't give, choices I can make to turn back time. Saying no one in this world can, the man in the moon might understand. Maybe he'll forgive me. And I don't mean to leave you down on earth, but there's nothing for me here. I keep pretending it's a work, but I'm not breathing the same air. I need space, I need space, I need. Pain is real. Give you one last wave goodbye and then I'll leave. Planet that defined me, the ones I've loved left behind me. Hope it's not the last of me, you'll see. Cause I don't mean to leave you down on earth, but there's nothing for me here. I keep pretending it's a work, but I'm not breathing the same air. I need space, I need space, I need to feel the Milky Way run through my head and sit on Mars for 1,000 years as your blackest part, my galaxy. Maybe then it'll come to me, burnt by the sun and still move closer. Just my limits, then I'll know for sure if I come back home. Know I'm me when I'm alone. Cause I don't mean to leave you down on earth, but there's nothing for me here. I keep pretending it's a work, but I'm not breathing the same. I don't mean to leave you down on earth, but there's nothing for me here. I keep pretending it's a work, but I'm not breathing the same air. I need space, I need space, I need. I need space, 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 I need. Space, space, sunny.
Thank you very much.
So what inspired space?
Space was, of course, another relationship. That's always, that tends to be a theme, I feel like. I'm sure I'm not the only one. But yeah, that was the end. That one was really like right in the throes of a breakup, of course. And it was my decision, but it was a tough decision. It was one of those ones where I was very sad to see it over because it was a special relationship. And I just realized that I needed to take time for myself to figure myself out. And the song is kind of playing with the idea of being in space or using space imagery. But the core of it is really all that is just a metaphor for needing time and needing a little bit of distance to kind of get to know myself and feel more solid about who I was as a person. So
with all the singer-songwriters out there, past and present, who would you say inspires you and keeps you looking to the future?
Tracy Chapman was, I always say she's one of my very favorite songwriters. I think she has a lot of amazing stories in her songs. And growing up listening to a lot of country, that's kind of what country's all about. I mean, it's not about really, especially the more classic stuff, about the harmonies, you know, not to say there aren't songs with beautiful harmonies, but it's really stripped down, simple harmonies, and then you tell the story. And I fell in love with that idea because at heart, lyrics are really what I think are interesting, and they're a lot of fun for me to think about. So with Tracy Chapman, songs like Fast Car and that whole album really inspired me and continues to inspire me because it's just such beautiful. It's very difficult to make things flow nicely and also paint a picture. So I always try to kind of achieve that. And of course, there's tons of other songwriters who do inspire me, but she's the number one person who comes to mind.
So with the song Space, which of course, how often have you played that out before?
So that one I've actually had for a little while. I've played it out most of the shows, but it's been going for about a year, I would say, that I've been playing it publicly. I've had it for a couple years, but yeah.
Do you know what you're going to call the next album?
Yes. Yeah, so it's actually between two. I'm not sure if I should reveal or not yet. But yes, I have an idea. And like I said, it'll be coming out December, January. So the album art is in its final stages. It'll either be self-titled or one of the singles that's yet to be released. That's really special. So, yeah.
So, what else do you have for us?
So I can play another song. This one's also going to be on the album. And this one's called How Wrong Would It Be?
Feeling pent up lately, like a firecracker, and I'm ready to burst. It's like I'm wandering through the desert. I got the thirst, oh, I need a professional to tell me what's going on. 'Cause you're the only one I can't stop thinking of, and I know you're gone. I wanna be back with you like it used to be. So tell me if you feel it too. Then how long would it be? 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 Oh, if tonight the stars align and I find you next to me, how long would it be? How long would it be? Quicksand, I get pulled back in. Oh, got me feeling like my tongue's in knots, not sure where to begin. Oh, how about we forget the things we said and did? Oh, and we don't even have to tell no one, we'll keep it off the grid. I wanna be. be back with you like it used to be. So tell me if you feel it too. Then how long would it be? 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 Oh, if tonight the stars align and I find you next to me, how long would it be? How long would it be? How long would it be? Oh, would it really be a sin, baby? You got me hanging by a string lately and I can't let go. Oh, no. So how long would it be? 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 Oh, if tonight the stars align and I find you next to me, how long would it be? How long would it be? How long would it be? Oh, how long would it be? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, how long would it be? Ooh, yeah, how long would it be? Yeah, how long would it be? Oh, how long would it be?
Just out of that song, I came up with two titles for it.
Boom. Let's hear it.
Well, either Stars Align.
Love that.
Or How Wrong Would It Be?
I love that.
Because you had your space where you need a little bit of space and...
Yes.
You know. So.
I like both of those.
They're yours. Well, they are yours, actually. But it's just, it's what hit me from...
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been fun because I always reach out to everyone that I can. Basically, mm-hmm. I'm that type of person. I like to talk things out. So throughout the whole process, I've asked people's advice. What do you think it should be called and stuff? And at this point, I do have an idea. Like I said, that single that will be coming out in a few months, I'm really excited about it. It's with a local artist as well, Jason Sibiokumo. And we wrote it as a duet, and it was just like, immediately he played me what he had started on it and I was like, I have to have this song. So it's kind of a cool, very broad, sort of like the Stars Align, like you just said, very broad and open title that could encompass a lot. And right now it's between that and being self-titled because I haven't done a self-titled album. And what it'll pretty much come down to is what the artist, the person who's doing the album art is inspired by.
Well, one, we've got the EP, which can be added to the album,
yeah,
and then have another one,
yeah,
and make the trilogy self-titled.
That's very true. I know, that's the other thing I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe I should hold off for the self-titled. You know, it's like you can only do that once, really, so you got to make it count. So we'll see. I'm excited.
Look how long it took Neil Diamond to come out with Hot August Nights 2 and 3, you know? I mean,
there you go.
You know, so.
No pressure.
Well, I mean, it only took him, you know, from the 60s till now. So, you know, no pressure at all, you know. So, is that song you're talking about the one we were talking about earlier? It's coming out?
No. So, very exciting. This will be the first time I'm saying, out in public at least, that November 30th, the second single will be out. It's called Mathematician. I am so excited. I sent you the MP3, so maybe later on you can play it on air. I won't be able to play it here today. But yes, very excited to release that one. It's so fun. The last song that came out September 14th. Definitely any listeners should try to find it on Spotify or iTunes. It's called Notice Me. It was produced by a friend of mine, Andy Seltzer, who's fantastic, amazing producer in New York. And he did a great job with it. He took a song that's really, it was stripped down just like this, acoustic guitar and voice, and gave it this awesome pop sound. And then when I came to Josh Friedman He goes by That One-Eyed Kid Productions is his producer name. I kind of brought him the same thing. It was just, I had a couple ideas, but it was acoustic guitar and voice. And I said, I really want to keep that acoustic guitar sound in there and the, you know, folky singer-songwriter thing I have, but I want to give it that pop sound too, just like Notice Me. And so he just was, I mean, he's so smart. He's so good at it and really listened to me and came up with this next single. It's called Mathematician. And I'm just really so happy and blown away with his work on it and very pleased with what we were able to accomplish. So that'll be out November 30th. Looking forward to see what everyone thinks about that.
So growing up listening to country and more of the traditional country, because
yeah,
you like the traditional country more or now this mixture of country pop and pop country? I mean, which feels right to you?
So, of course, I think everyone's heart is always what they grew up with. That's my opinion. I think whatever you're most used to, that's what you tend to like more. And so I grew up listening to the classics, and I just love them. I mean, they're so simple, but it's like it really hits me. So I have a bias and a preference towards those, you know, Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, those traditional country, I guess you could say. But I'm now, I would consider myself a pop person. Like I pretty much listen to pop radio and hip hop. And I will still turn on that pop country station, mostly again, because of the words, because some of the writers down there in Nashville and, you know, wherever they're writing from are just so good at taking a hook that's unusual, so some line in the chorus, and having everything lead up to that line to make it really clever. So when I hear a song like that, which comes out pretty frequently when you listen to the storyline, I'm always impressed, and I take a little mental note. I'm like, okay, that's a good idea right there, what they did with that song. So definitely still like to listen to some of those pop country songs, yeah.
But there's still a few traditional artists out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly have not delved too much into that. I know there's a lot of people now who have that old time sound, the classic country sound, but I haven't, I'm sure there's plenty of them out there. I have not heard too many of them just because I've been honed into the pop world lately, but.
So, if you could do a show with anybody, past or present, who would it be?
Wow, that's a really, oh my gosh, there's so many besides people.
Tracy, well, I would assume probably Tracy Chapman would be probably one of them, but.
Yes, yeah. Wow. You know, that is such a good question. I loved, this is just the person of the moment, I guess you could say, because this past year I've been listening to a lot of Anne Marie. She's a pop artist and she's done quite a few hits. I mean, she's really just on fire right now on the radio. But I went to see her unbelievably at Brighton Music Hall. So that's a very small venue for her. The next night she played Gillette Stadium with Ed Sheeran. So it was kind of amazing. I was like, could not believe she was going to be there because she's really just blowing up right now. And she was so fun. She just came across so charismatic and like it was not a crazy, there was no fireworks and crazy, you know, pyrotechnics or whatever. Just simple. She had an awesome band. Tons of live sound too. She would be so fun to play with. I would love to play with her. And I think her sound is fairly similar to the sound that will be on this album and my sound. So she would be up there for sure. Yeah.
And having gone through Berkeley and put out an EP and now an album, what advice would you have for somebody who is younger or even currently searching, you know, in a similar age group to sure. yourself, what advice would you have for them?
You know, I have learned so much. I feel like I could have 2 hours to give to say, hey, don't do the things I did that, you know, were mistakes. But then lots of, you know, of course, successes too that I was happy about. And I think overall, the most important thing is to hold really close to you what your personal goal is and have it be kind of specific. So, you know, not just, I want to be famous, I want to be a pop star or whatever, but really hold, okay, why am I doing music? Why did I get into it? Because it, you can always look to other people and start comparing and feel like you're not doing enough or that you haven't gotten enough streams or enough people at your shows or, you know, people don't like my music. And I think anyone who wants to go into music is sensitive. That's my opinion. But all artists or anyone who's trying to do music, they're going to be the type of person who's like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, and doubt themselves. And that's just part of being in the industry. So I think if you have close to you, I want to connect with people, I'm doing music because, you know, I like to get my feelings out and it's cathartic to me, those are the types of things where you'll feel like you're succeeding every show and every step you take. And it's easier to not get discouraged that way and to feel like you're moving forward by those little goals and those, the motivation behind it. So that would be my advice.
So how have you found the process of creating an album? Because I know different people look at it differently, you know. You've got control over it, but you have a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at yourself down the road writing, performing, and producing?
You know, that's a good question. It has been such an interesting challenge for me. This making this album has been amazing, but it's been very long. I mean, a lot of the songs are several years old. And then once I said, all right, it's time for me to do an album, how do I do this? I had no idea. I decided to try to, I knew I didn't have the money. If I was going to make the album independently, it was going to take years probably for me to just, you know, save up and pay for the cost of it because it's really expensive. So instead I tried my hand at a Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding platform, and I was able to raise over $10,000 for the album, which was amazing. And tons of people came from all over the place to donate to me. I was just very, very touched by that. So that started February of this past year. So it's going to end up being just on, from like the start of really recording, arranging, producing. That started in March, so it will have taken almost a year, and then several years for the songs to all be done. So it was quite a long process. And again, like you said, I had a producer, and I came to him with these stripped down songs that were just acoustic guitar and voice. And so it was challenging for me to describe, like, this is what I'm picturing in my head, this little note or whatever, and try to sing it to him. And, you know, he'd come back with something, and sometimes I'd be like, yes, you got it exactly. And other times I'd be like, oh, no, it's more, you know, this way or whatever. So I don't see myself producing, but I do see myself trying to learn more about production and just the terminology behind it, because I think that'll be really helpful in the future to give a more clear idea to producers so we can just achieve what I'm hearing more quickly. So to be a better like sidekick producer, I can see myself doing that. Not a full producer, but at least being able to convey what I'm picturing better.
This way you keep learning.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, constantly learning.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, we're at a university.
Yeah, exactly.
As you're creating and writing, do you go to, whether it's here or when you go back home, to any open mics to try something new? Or to meet other people to collaborate? You never know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's been, I feel like, again, I said that earlier, but I do feel that it's kind of a transition for me from doing, I mean, I was playing shows every day. I was playing hundreds of shows a year and all over the place, kind of. So there was many opportunities where I met people who were on the same bill as me. Not so much open mics anymore, but just, you know, at music venues or even fans who would come up or audience members who would come up and say, oh yeah, I'm a musician too. We should work on this song. So it's been amazing, especially out in Los Angeles. I have a lot of friends who moved out there, and we worked together and wrote songs together, some of which are on the album now. So yeah, I would love to, I think now that I'm making that transition into more online, I need to keep developing that close network of other artists and like-minded people, just because it's inspiring. It's fun to meet people and collaborate and see what they're doing and see how they're becoming. What did we songpreneurs of their own? Meet other songpreneurs.
What I'll have to do with the songs that you sent me.
Yes.
Because it's being a little bit funky.
Yeah.
I will play them next week.
Sounds good. Okay.
And I'll also play them over my other show too.
Great.
But what song do you have for us? We've got a short period left.
Sure.
What song do you have for us that you'd like to play?
So, will this be the final song, or?
Well, let's see. We've got about 7 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, I'll have this one be the final song then, and that way we can chat just a little bit about how to find me and where to find me and whatnot. And I'll make this the last song because this is the single that just came out that I'm so proud of. This is my little baby. So this is called Notice Me.
Your voice, your lips give me goosebumps. I feel your skin, but I can't touch. I come undone when you look at me. Where you look at me, out of bed you're a 10, yeah, you're so good. You'd think I'm cool, yeah, I know you would. You'd come undone if you look at me. But you don't look at me, and I always get my way. You've changed the rules up in my own game. Why don't you notice me noticing you? I'm watching you, are you watching me too? I'm dropping hints like they're bombs for you. Why don't you notice me noticing you? Notice me noticing you. I gave you eyes that you didn't see. I sat at the bar with an empty drink. We could be gone if you look at me. But you don't look at me, and I always get my way. You've changed the rules up in my own game. Why don't you notice me noticing you? I'm watching you, are you watching me too? I'm dropping hints like the bombs for you. Why don't you notice me noticing you? Notice me noticing. Ah, ooh, tell me what I gotta do. I just wanna talk to you. Ah, ooh, I'm not gonna stick around if I don't stick out from your crowd. So baby, notice me noticing you. I'm watching you, are you watching me too? I'm dropping hints like they're bombs for you. Why don't you notice me noticing you? Notice me noticing. Why don't you notice me noticing you? I'm watching you, are you watching me too? I'm dropping hints like they're bombs for you. Why don't you notice me noticing you? Notice me noticing you.
Thank you.
They all have that same vibe we were talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
And they seem to flow.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. It's kind of, I can't get away from it. Like, hopefully people like it, but it's my style, and it's kind of, it's not going anywhere, I guess, but I'm glad to hear it. It flows all together.
Similar to what you were saying, your style of writing, because you'll be noticing what's around you as other people see you, noticing them as you see them.
Yeah.
So noticing me, noticing you.
Yeah, that's cool. Yep. Yeah. So that was one of the ones that I wrote when I was in Los Angeles, and I can't remember which co-writer it was. Me and two other very good friends, Matt Faree and Miranda Nzinza, who goes by Miranda Glory is her artist name. Can't remember who first came up with that idea. Notice me noticing you. But I thought it was so cool, and it kind of flowed really naturally. I think we wrote it in like 3 hours or so, the majority of the song. So, it flowed nicely. It was easy to write that one, and it ended up being one of my favorite songs that I've written or we've written. And of course, that's why I had to put it out as the first single.
I've heard of the band ABBA, right?
Yes.
Okay. Knowing me, knowing you?
Yeah, that's
noticing
right.
Noticing me, noticing.
That's true, yeah.
And that was quite a big hit for them, so I'd say you're right on the right path.
Thank you very much. I hope so. That would be nice.
So where can people find you and see you?
Yeah, so please, any listeners, would love to connect with you. Shoot me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/KatKennedyMusic. So it's KatKennedy. Instagram, at @KatDogMusic, KatDog Music. And then Twitter, KKennedyMusic. I don't go on Twitter as much. Definitely check out the website, www.katkennedymusic.com. And again, that's Kat with a K. So any of those platforms, you can reach out to me. My email's on the website, and all my social media is on the website. So that might be the most surefire way, but definitely do reach out. And of course, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you listen to music, Kat Kennedy is my name on there.
And those three big dates, the release?
Yes. Yeah, so the release December 15th at the Packing House if you're in Connecticut. And then January 4th at the Burin in Somerville.
And that other single will be coming out on?
November 30th, Mathematician. Yeah.
Look for Kat because she is spectacular.
Thank you.
And thank you, Kat, for coming in on What's Happening.
Thank you so much.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Kat.
And we'll see you next week. Enjoy.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriend